Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Andrew, and he wanted me to cover this short tweet that I've linked to in the description that says this, and I quote, Nora Vincent, the author of the book Self-Made Man, has deleted herself. Nora was a radical feminist who believed that men lived in easy mode, and tried to prove it by disguising herself as a man for almost 2 years. Instead, what she found out is that men actually have it harder, and wrote a book about her experience, called Self-Made Man. In fact, the experience was so bad that she had to stop at 18 months, because she was starting to hate women, due to how bad all of them treated her when they believed that she was a man, and was left with psychological scars that accompanied her for all of her life, unquote. I ran into the story of Nora Vincent back in 2013 or 14, when I first went my own way, and realized how bad female nature was. She offered up the female perspective from an outsider. The video of Nora Vincent was shared by most of the men's rights community back then, and it shows how feminists were wrong. In July of 2022, Nora Vincent went to Switzerland for death tourism. They will lend you there even if you don't have a terminal condition. And it's all the rage these days with many of the kids doing it. Just kidding. She died a month before any of the mainstream media published her obituary. Either they were incompetent or they didn't want the story to come out, because she might have suffered with gender dysphoria to some extent. Also because her experiences went against what the mainstream wanted. She was also on psych meds, and I believe that she was looking for a nice mental hospital to call home before she finally offed herself. My theory is that when she lived as a man for 18 months and started to hate women, she also began hating herself for being a woman. Maybe that was her catalyst for ending things. Who knows? Life sucks for a lot of people, and if you have the feelings of a woman, but you're treated like a man, that's really gonna mess you up. I guess to be fair, she was never really a happy person during her life, and probably suffered quite a bit for her sexuality and sexual identity, as well as depression. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the woman that cross-dresses a man full-time to learn what it's like to be a man clown world show. Nora, after the experiment where she passed as a man, said she fully realized the benefits of being female and the disadvantages of being male. She liked being a woman because of its privilege. She said that men are suffering and that we have different problems than women, but we don't have it any better. This is a far cry from what most feminists out there say about their oppression by the so-called patriarchy. Nora also joined an all-male bowling league, went to a monastery for a few weeks, and strip clubs with guys and observed that men treat her differently when they actually thought she was a dude, and women also treated her very differently as well. She did this around 20 years ago now, and didn't use hormones like testosterone to make her appear more masculine. Instead, she went full Mr. Doubtfire mode. After her book Self-Made Man came out in 2006 about her experiences, she wrote another one called Voluntary Madness in 2008. She shared her experiences living in mental asylums and was critical of doctors that relied mostly on drugs for therapy, instead of looking deeper at underlying causes for mental illness. Her 2015 book, Adeline, was an imagining of the life of Virginia Woolf, from the time she wrote her book to The Lighthouse up to the point where she committed suicide in 1941 by putting rocks in her pockets and jumping into a river. Nora Vincent also didn't buy into things like multiculturalism, postmodernism, or Marxism, and was actually a libertarian. She was also critical of trans people, saying that they aren't the gender they identify with. That New York Times article writing about her life and death shared something I think is important about her days, dressing up and living as a man. So let me read some of it, and I quote, Ned began to lose it. Being Ned had worn Vincent down. She felt alienated and dissociated, and after the retreat, she checked herself into a hospital for depression. She was suffering, she wrote, for the same reason that many of the men she met were suffering too. Their assigned gender roles, she found, which were suffocating them and alienating them from others. Unquote. Just so you know, Ned was actually the name she was living under for 18 months. So living as Ned certainly contributed to her suicide, but I don't think it was the only factor. There was probably disillusionment with life in general. That in many ways it sucks being both a man and a woman in this world. Being a feminist, she was always told about the patriarchy and male privilege. And then when she confirmed for herself that it was all a myth, it probably shattered her faith in feminism, and led to depression and an existential crisis, because everything she was told about men was wrong. Recently, even Andrew Tate has been saying that being a man is hard. Of course, they deplatformed him, making life even harder for him. To fully understand what happened to Nora, it would require me reading all four of her books and articles to get into her mind and figure out what dark path she took to her demise. Her last book about Virginia Woolf's last days was a cry for help that I don't believe anyone was listening to. The most important thing I learned in this video researching for it is that in case I ever want to off myself, it's good to know about Switzerland. In case I'm dying and want to terminate my mortal existence and have a company like Alcor possibly preserve my body. Who knows, I might be living in a simulation of my life right now, just like the film Vanilla Sky. After all, I did have a precognitive experience of there being some sort of large stainless steel-looking container near the end of my life. Wouldn't that be a riot? That all the visions I've had of the future were just memories of my living life, and being presented with them gave me a chance to take a different path. Almost as if my life was a choose-your-own-adventure. But now I'm talking to many of you like I need to be institutionalized. As for Nora, she was one of the few rare people that chose to try and pass as the opposite sex, not because she identified as it, but because she wanted to understand it. I think that if you're a young man and can dress and pass as a female completely without hormones, and you see what it's like to get all the attention for no reason, then existing, then there's probably a good chance that your mental health would improve, because you'll no longer be beholden to male gender roles. I've said it before that women steal our sanity because they don't have much of their own. They need us to do all the things they won't or can't, and then dump all their emotional guck onto us to stay sane. They transfer some of their insanity to us, and we transfer some of our sanity to them. Without us, they tend to lose their minds. Maybe that affects lesbians more because they are with women and don't have a man there to cry on his shoulder. Could it be that that's what happened to poor old Nora? After all, they say when two gay men have a relationship, they're a lot less likely to fight than two lesbians. The incidence of violence between lesbian couples is much, much higher than that of male-on-male couples. When you become violent, doesn't it mean that to some extent, even if it's only a little bit, you're mentally unstable? I'm not a psychologist, but that's what the statistics say about domestic assaults between lesbians. Being a lesbian as well as dressing in male drag as Ned for 18 months could have contributed to Nora's mental illness. But I don't think that those are the only reasons. Also, her first novel was a bestseller, and you can only go downhill from there when it comes to fame and attention. If I ever got to doing that podcast where I interview the most interesting women in the world, she would have definitely been a great one to have on it. It's too bad she's gone because she had a unique insight into the world of both men and women, and we need that in this world. Rest in peace. On the men's rights subreddit, one guy said that the reason the lamestream media didn't mention her sooner, and possibly not at all, is because the truth she spread is an inconvenient one for their agenda. Another guy says that he's sure that feminists will work hard to purge her from the public memory. Yet another man says that her life was one dedicated to self-sacrifice for the expansion of human consciousness, and that's why she's a hero. I'd go one step further and say that she managed in some ways to transcend what it means to be a woman in her understanding of men and chooses female privilege over male privilege. The reason she was able to pull off being a man for so long is because her mother was an actress. She had a background in psychology. She also had a voice therapist, a professional makeup artist, as well as changing her body language. The men she was around had no idea Ned, he was a she. They just thought he was an effeminate gay male. There have been many cases throughout history where women would dress as men and would get away with it, because for the most part, unremarkable men are invisible to both men and women. What I'd like to see is a girl pretend to be a boy for 18 months in school, possibly middle school, and see how long she can last before having a complete nervous breakdown. I think it'd only take a week or two. The men that are usually very invisible as adults are very visible to bullies and easier targets when they're a lot younger. Women often point to female pirates that pass as men like Mary Read and Anne Bonny, but they were still using their sexuality on pirate ships to probably get privilege. When they were eventually caught, they were supposed to be executed, but they used their womb to get out of it because they were both preggers. Imagine being a female pirate risking your life for golden booty. All you have to do is have a baby in your booty, and if you get caught by the authorities, it's a get out of hanging free card. That isn't to say that pregnancy didn't have its own high mortality rates back then. But if you were on a ship and a man got you pregnant, you'd probably get more food and claim they needed it for survival. Also, let's not forget that men, regardless of what century they lived in, would love to see a woman that's equal to them. There were also plenty of female pirates that didn't have to hide the fact that they were female. I'm sure there were tons of simps with parrots on their shoulders and wooden legs along with other wood in their pants that would be swooning and white knighting for such a woman. It was even slightly their equal. Imagine being an openly female pirate on a ship of 300 or 400 men that all want your attention and are willing to white knight for you. The only drawback I can think of is that when women invade an all-male space, the men then walk on eggshells, and this might have impacted their ability to become successful pirates in the first place. As for good old Nora, once again, rest in peace. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Andrew for the donation topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Nora got smashed in her head by pretending to be a man for a year and a half. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that look like men pretending to be women away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.